Super Tuesday came and went. Pleasures were known to all citizens. They were heaven sent. We got to vote on a Super Tuesday. Made us feel so good, spreading democracy around the world and in our minds. Did you vote for your favorite avenging angel who can save you from humankind? Super Tuesday. There'll never be another one like you, my love. Give me a kiss, Super Tuesday. Give me a kiss. You never miss.
All right. In case you didn't know, it's the Super Tuesday Spectacular. Little mini recap from Election Profit Makers.
Yeah.
Oh, what a Tuesday.
Yeah, it was.
Well, we're recording this on a Thursday, so this is our Super Thursday, Super Tuesday recap special. Just a mini little episode.
Why are we recording this so late? Because we did a Patreon.
We put out
Remember?
And I was busy yesterday.
And we wanted that Patreon to breathe. We didn't want to step on it.
Yeah, we wanted the Patreon episode. If you want a treat, listen to Tournament of Toughest Road Signs.
One of our best ever.
Very well critically received Patreon that we did. But that's not what we're here to talk about today.
No, we're here to
talk about the Tournament of Human Excellence known as Super Tuesday, which was 2 days ago. Much to consider, much to discuss. But before we turn to Super Tuesday, we haven't spoken to our audience since the Michigan primary, John. We just have to touch on one huge biff.
Okay.
The uncommitted vote for Joe Biden, spearheaded by people who are frustrated about inaction on Gaza. We said it was a write-in campaign. It was not a write-in campaign, as multiple listeners were kind enough to elucidate. Uncommitted is an option on the ballot. John bet that 17,000 Democratic voters would go for uncommitted. I took the over. I said 20,000. We were both quite wrong. It was more than 100,000 Michigan Democratic primary voters.
Right.
They actually picked up a couple delegates, uncommitted delegates.
Right.
The AP says these vote totals raise concerns for Democrats in a state that Biden won by only 154,000 votes in 2020.
Not true.
Biden was beaten by the uncommitted vote in both Dearborn and Hamtramck. Why can I never say that? How do you say that, John?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Hamtramck? Are you looking at this text I'm looking at? In the outline?
Hamtramck.
Hamtramck?
I've never even heard of that.
Hamtramck. Good Lord. Look at that name. H-A-M-T-R-A.
Hamtramck. I've never even seen that.
That can't be.
Dearborn? I know.
Sure. Dearborn's great. That's easy to say, and that's fun to say.
Right.
Hamtramck? That's fun to say. Good Lord.
That's a nice
Biden spelling. Was beaten by the uncommitted vote in both Dearborn and Hamtramck, where Arab Americans make up close to half the population. So uncommitted was a big deal. But I don't know how big deal it is, really, John. What do you think?
I'm afraid to weigh in now after having
after your 17,000 so vote bad. Prediction.
Oh,
my prediction was pretty right.
Well, the 17,000 number was the number I was thinking based on past primaries where the turnout had been so much smaller. Mm. So it turned out that it still represented not a huge percentage of the population, though it was 13%. Yeah, I apologize for getting that wrong.
I accept your apology. I can only hope our listeners do as well. Let's turn now to Super Tuesday, okay? It's what everybody's talking about. John, you have an amazing story about voting on Super Tuesday. Listeners will remember I voted by mail in advance of Super Tuesday. John, you voted in person. Tell us your tale.
Well, I voted. I finally got a chance to vote personally for Josh Stein for governor, Chapel Hill High School alum.
That's right.
And I got to do it at Chapel Hill High School.
Oh, my God. Really?
Well, if you do it early, I vote in Carrboro if you do it early. But I missed early voting, so I had to vote at my actual polling place, which is Chapel High School.
Where? In the cafeteria?
It's kind of around the area where Miss Allen's class was, but you know, the entire school's been redesigned.
So it's up in the arts area, the arts building.
Sort of there in the middle.
Okay, up on the hill.
Yeah. It's a nice big open sort of atrium. So I went in there, I think I was the 215th voter. that day in that precinct. And after I voted for Stein, which felt great, I walked out into the parking lot and promptly threw up like a boss.
That is so tough, and I'm so happy that happened. You voted and then immediately vomited, and I would assume that's a psychosomatic reaction to stress or something?
I was having a migraine, so that sometimes happens when I have a migraine. And but usually I'm, you know, at home when it happens. I don't think it's ever happened in public before. I did it in front of all of the canvassers out
there. That's tough.
So I felt very cool. But then I felt a lot better.
Did you say something funny to reassure them after you were done throwing up? Like, don't worry, guys. I just don't like my options this year. I should have voted uncommitted instead I voted ungood stomach condition right now.
Yeah.
Throwing up.
I should have. That would have been
That's
good.
What you should have said.
Yeah. So, yeah, I did not vote uncommitted, though. I voted for Biden. And I think Chapel Hill, the numbers, at least the numbers in all of the UNC, Carborough, and those type of precincts, it was like 40% voted for uncommitted.
Sure. Super liberal, super left, super young precincts.
Right.
Uncommitted is going to have a field day in those precincts.
That's right. In North Carolina, it ended up being just under 13%.
Jesus Christ. People really can't be bothered to vote during these primaries, huh?
What do you mean?
I thought you meant voter turnout. I was like,
Orange County voter turnout
is 13%. We have a real problem. You mean uncommitted?
Yeah, uncommitted. Let's see. In Minnesota, uncommitted got 19% of the vote.
That's like Ross Perot. Uncommitted's doing like Ross Perot numbers.
That's right. In North Carolina, it got 13%, which is the same as it did in Michigan. And in Colorado, it got 8%, got 3.9% in Iowa, 8% in Tennessee, 6% in Alabama, 9.4% in Massachusetts. So North Carolina was, you know, one of the higher numbers.
Because of the triangle.
I guess.
Well, it's working because Biden said he's going to build some kind of special floating pier to bring in food aid today.
What do you make of that? I don't know what that means exactly.
He's going to build a floating pier to bring in food aid.
My first thought was, that's good, but is this like a to seem rather than to be?
Ooh.
Not an esse quam videre, but a...
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Videre quam esse.
Oh, shit. And remind us the significance of that phrase.
That is the North Carolina state motto.
It's
it means
all coming
to be rather than to seem.
Listen to the numbers.
So to me, it seemed like maybe he's putting this out to make it seem like he's doing something kind of incredible. But is he doing it against Israel's blessing? Is he being a bad boy?
Hmm.
Or is this something that Israel has signed off on, in which case it's not as impressive?
That I don't know. Ask me a different question. Maybe I'll know the answer.
How do you think he's going to do tonight in the State of the Union?
I'm not going to watch that.
You're nervous.
I can't watch Biden like that. To me, that's like watching Olympic figure skating. I can't watch it because it's just like someone's going to twist their ankle. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. You're highly sensitive to every misstep.
I wish this election was tomorrow. I mean, it's going to be Trump versus Biden. Let's just get it over with. You know, like, let's just do it. I can't watch the State of the Union. Are you going to watch the State of the Union?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll watch it.
Oh, that's good.
But yeah, I'm the same way. I'm going to walk away thinking he did horribly.
Right.
Because I'm looking for every potential mistake, which I'm sure I'll see. So
Nikki Haley won a state. She won Vermont. That was exciting. Then she suspended her campaign. This happened yesterday morning. John didn't know about it until today, Thursday, for some reason, which is incredible. I thought you spend all day on Twitter updating news, and your justification for spending all your life on that white supremacist website is that you have to be up to date on the news because that's your brand. And then you were pretty up to date on the news. She dropped out a day ago. John texted me this morning like, wait a minute, Nikki Haley dropped out? I swear, I'm going to quit Twitter soon. Yeah, Twitter's
working, man. It's March.
Do you have any other questions about the news, about stuff you don't know about that I can answer for you? Because I look at the news rather than busted ass Twitter. Nikki Haley dropped out. She did not endorse Trump. She implored Trump to try to win over her voters.
Okay.
She quoted Margaret Thatcher.
Oh.
She said, anything worth doing is worth doing well. Margaret Thatcher. Oh, I'm just kidding. She said, it was some super generic quote. It was like, to quote Margaret Thatcher, you should march to the beat of your own drum. It was something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki Haley, it turns out, was not an especially strong candidate. And I grieve for her campaign, not because I was a fan of her, because I did like her being a little stinker when it came to being a thorn in Trump's side. I liked that. But when I go to the predicted market about the 2024 presidential nominee, I had 100 shares in Nikki Haley. Those aren't worth that much. 400 shares in Tim Scott. Oh, I had 100 shares in Mike Pompeo. I had 40 shares in Vivek Ramaswamy. I had 88 shares no in Ron DeSantis. Those are looking good right now. And of course, I have 700 shares no in one Donald Trump. Donald Trump currently trading at 93 cents. I wanted Nikki Haley to stay in just a little bit longer to get some more zings in. I thought maybe that could help my portfolio. But
why did she drop out?
She suspended her campaign. She didn't drop out.
Okay. Why did she suspend her campaign at
because
this point?
Because Nikki Haley's making the same bet that I'm making, which is something will happen to Trump and he won't be the nominee.
Right. But why did she not just stay in?
Probably for money reasons. The Koch, yeah, the Koch organization stopped funding her a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They spent like 100 mil on that campaign and then they stopped.
What about Dean Phillips? Speaking of,
Dean Phillips has dropped out. He dropped out.
He dropped out.
He was a little salty, I have to say. He tweeted, congratulations to Joe Biden, uncommitted, Marianne Williamson, and Nikki Haley for demonstrating more appeal to the Democratic Party loyalists than me.
Aw.
Hold on. Y'all know what's coming. Wow. Dean Phillips. But Dean Phillips endorsed Biden. And Nikki Haley did not endorse Trump. So take that. That's worth something, right? That little bit of intel. Maybe I'll buy 1,000 more shares of Nikki Haley based on that intel. I'm going to, as long as we're just riffing and raffing, I'm going to buy 100 more shares Trump no at 8 cents. YOLO for life. I'm underwater.
For the GOP nom?
Yeah, why not?
Or for, okay. That's just not a good idea.
I got really bummed out by the Supreme Court last week when they.
Oh, my God. But at least they're going to hear this case on the last possible day.
The Supreme Court is not going to save my predicted portfolio, I've realized. Judge Eileen Cannon is not going to save my predicted portfolio, I've realized. Merrick Garland doomed my predicted portfolio from the get-go when he spent 500 years debating whether or not to bring charges against Donald Trump. And now Kid Midas, the original Wave Rider, stares down the barrel of 800 shares no in Donald Trump being the 2024 presidential nominee. It all comes down to the Stormy Daniels case. Will this unassuming case, the least significant of all the other cases that are being delayed into perpetuity, will the humble Stormy Daniels case be the one that finally brings Donald Trump to his knees and compels the GOP to choose a new nominee? It all comes down to one Stormy Daniels. Stormy, don't let me down. I got so much money. I'm so underwater. Hundreds of dollars, more than $400 underwater on this. Stormy, you got to help me. You got to do it. This could be the real twisteroo. No one's taking the Stormy Daniels hush money case seriously. But John, you know I believe in things that many people do not believe in. And one of them could be that this will be the most devastating lawsuit in American political history.
Yeah, it will.
Stormy Daniels will do what Jack Smith could not do. What the Supreme Court dared not do, what Eileen Cannon refuses to do, what Merrick Garland was scared to do. Only Stormy Daniels can do what Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley could not do, to bring Trump to his knees. Much, 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 much. That's all I have to say about that. Mm-hmm. I'm past even saying much to consider. Nowadays, I'll just say much, because I got to tell you guys, America is so much right now.
And we're back.
there's a lot of news I've noticed. The post-Super Tuesday coverage has focused a lot on North Carolina. Of course, we have this gubernatorial race to replace Democratic Governor Roy Cooper. We have Chapel Hill alum Josh Stein going up against current Lieutenant Governor and absolute fucking hateful maniac Mark Robinson. It seems national pundits are waking up to the fact of Mark Robinson and his Holocaust-denying, anti-gay, anti-Parkland school shooting survivor. He's like anti-school shooting survivor somehow.
Right.
Pro-gun. All of America's center-left punditry is going to learn about Mark Robinson in the coming months. Josh Stein has a ton more money than Mark Robinson, but I think they're currently more or less tied. Our friend Rachel Hunt, daughter of former Governor Jim Hunt, who we, God, remember that interview?
It's the biggest regret. We drove all the way to Charlotte.
Oh, God. We drove all.
We hung out with Rachel Hunt. None of this can be proven.
Because I didn't use the Zoom recorder correctly.
We interviewed her, which she did not want to do because she did not trust us,
right.
Which if you saw how David was dressed, you would understand.
I was dressed so fucking normally. Why are you? Wasn't I?
No. When you go to these fundraising things, you got to dress the part. Not dress like Senator Fetterman.
Wow. Okay. You Fettermaned me.
So we interviewed her about punk rock and yeah.
Because we had heard a story that years ago when Jim Hunt was governor and Rachel Hunt was living with her dad, with her parents in the governor's mansion, she expressed an interest in new wave and punk rock music. And so a local rock and roll kid was brought in by gubernatorial staff to have a listening party for Rachel Hunt to learn about new wave and punk rock music. We heard this from a friend of a friend. She said she had no recollection of that incident.
Right.
But now she is the Democratic Party candidate for John.
For lieutenant governor.
That's right. We could have a Stein-Hunt team in the governor's mansion in Raleigh.
So we don't know who her opponent is going to be at this point. The Republican received about 20% of the vote. And his closest opponent, Jim O'Neill, had about 16% of the vote. And you need to have 30%, apparently. So there's going to be a runoff on the Republican side. But I'm not worried. I'm not worried. She's going to win. Stein is going to win easily.
You think?
Yeah.
Wow. You're more confident than all the other pundits I heard today.
You don't think? I actually am thinking that Biden has a good chance of winning North Carolina now. Simply because of this race.
This is going to be a great, great election for North Carolina. I mean, I'm not talking about who's going to win North Carolina,
right.
But in terms of North Carolina getting media attention,
yeah,
baby, North Carolina is about to be in the limelight. Mark Robinson, this incredibly toxic, divisive African-American GOP gubernatorial candidate, a man who Donald Trump has described as better than Martin Luther King Jr. and Martin Luther King Jr. on steroids. A man who actually hates Martin Luther King and has called him a communist and a Marxist, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said a lot of amazing things on Facebook. Facebook is an amazing platform for sharing your opinions, I have to say, if you're someone like Mark Robinson. You can really say a lot of stuff on Facebook. But listen, if he's toxic enough and he brings people out to vote against him and then they're in the booth and they might vote against Trump, I'm so tired of pinning my hopes on North Carolina. North Carolina hasn't been blue in the presidential election since 2008. I'm not ready yet to get my hopes up. But this could be one of those elections.
It could be. It could be that Stein pulls Biden over the finish line.
Man, if that's the case, then Josh Stein, who went to our high school, will be a hero, and that means we'll be heroes by extension. How amazing will that be if we're heroes? I'm so ready to be a hero. I'm so tired of being a sucker.
We need to have him on.
You think Josh Stein would come on our podcast?
Absolutely.
Really?
Well, we probably have to get somebody else on first.
Like an opener?
And then we'll go and say,
hey, we had so-and-so on. Now can we have Josh Stein on?
Right.
All right, we'll get Mark Robinson on. And we'll say we had Mark. Do you think we could get Mark Robinson on? Don't throw
maybe.
Up again. Are you going to throw up again?
No, I'm fine. Maybe. Oh, God. Mark Robinson.
Guys, if you haven't learned about Mark Robinson, why don't you do a little research and then maybe think about donating to Josh Stein? Because Josh Stein went to our high school, and Josh Stein might be able to save North Carolina from Mark Robinson,
mm-hmm.
who is truly, cannot be overstated, what a fucking hateful lunatic he is. truly.
He's the craziest person that's ever run for governor of North Carolina. Unless you want to probably go back to the times of, like, you know, when we had probably KKK politicians running for governor back in the 1800s.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true.
But I mean, I can't think in my lifetime.
He says school shootings are karmic retribution for abortion.
Mm-hmm.
But someone made a good point, which is abortion started so many years before school shooting. So what was the delay in the karmic retribution? What's up with that? Kind of makes you think, right? It's interesting, right?
Yeah.
Another big victory in North Carolina, John, your favorite politician, Jeff Jackson, the politician who probably uses AI to help make the audio on his TikTok videos sound better, which is something that you personally find reprehensible. Jeff Jackson won the Democratic primary for North Carolina Attorney General.
Yeah, I voted for him.
A seat currently occupied by Josh Stein. It's all connected. Listen to the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm liking this, John. This could be a big year for North Carolina.
I know.
Jeff Jackson. Jeff freaking Jackson. You know where Jeff Jackson was born, John? Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
What?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, it's all connected. This is a big year for North Carolina.
Why was he born here?
I don't know. It's just the best place to be born, I suppose.
He needs to keep that quiet.
Adam Schiff won the California Democratic Senate primary. He's going up against the baseball player whose name I can never remember.
Garvey.
And he will win. Apologies to Katie Porter and Barbara Lee. They were outmaneuvered by Pelosi's favorite, Adam Schiff.
It was rigged. It was rigged against her.
Yeah, who said that? Katie Porter said that, didn't she?
Yeah.
Katie Porter's so toxic. I'm into it. I hope. What's she going to do now? Now she's out of a job.
I don't know.
Hmm.
But be careful. I wouldn't call her toxic.
Why? Will that invite her wrath?
It could. There's a lot of fans of Katie Porter, but
I don't think there are. I mean, what are they going to do? I'm not on Twitter. See, John, I don't have to worry about what I say anymore because I'm not on fucking Twitter. I don't have to worry about getting swarmed by the haters.
I'm telling you right now, I'm about to make a commitment.
What's that?
I'm going to leave Twitter.
You've said that like three times to me over the past 6 months.
Okay, so the other day I went on Blue Sky and Threads, and I realized that all these people that have left Twitter, I knew they left. You know, people like Jamel Bowie and Chris Hayes and people like that.
These are all your Twitter faves?
Yeah, I mean, they all left, but I didn't realize that they finally set up shop other places. And they're out there and they're talking. And so I think it's finally, I'm in a position now where I can leave Twitter and go to one of these other places.
I'll believe it when I see it.
But I got to wait till March Madness is over.
Why?
Just because I got a big Twitter community of basketball people that I've built over a
Twitter
decade.
Twitter is one of those things like any other drug that as soon as you've kicked it, anyone who talks about it sounds fucking insane. My March Madness Twitter community, I can't leave them yet.
All right.
What? I don't know why that's so funny. The concept of your March Madness Twitter community.
All right.
That's really making me laugh. Sorry. Listen, we all have our shortcomings. I'm a mess too, John. So there's stuff you can laugh at me about too. But it's like, all right, Kyrsten Sinema. Guess what, John? You might not know this either. She also dropped out. She's not running for re-election.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh my God. You thought that Dean Phillips' statement was salty. Apparently, this is what she said in her video. The only political victories that matter these days are symbolic. Attacking your opponents on cable news or social media. I believe in my approach, but that's not what America wants right now. So I quit, basically, is what she said. Oh, my goodness gracious. Kyrsten Sinema. Who will miss this remarkable woman, Kyrsten Sinema? And what does the future hold for her?
It's really strange. And, I mean, everyone has said for a long time now it's really strange, and none of it really makes any sense. You know, we had Bill Scheer on a couple of years ago, and we talked to him, and he's like, no, it doesn't make any sense.
She's a narcissist. It does make sense.
Okay. I don't understand narcissism.
It doesn't make sense politically, but it makes sense psychologically. That's all. I think that's what it is.
All right. Well, it's not really going to affect things.
I think Ruben Gallego now will win the Arizona Senate seat up against Carrie Lake because she's really unpopular.
Yes, that's right.
And I know she's unpopular among you personally, John, because you really don't like her. How do you like that? I remember that about you.
That I don't like Carrie Lake?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like her.
Mitch McConnell.
I like him. He's cool.
He also endorsed Trump. Was that surprising to you? I guess it shouldn't be surprising.
No, nothing is surprising anymore.
Wow. You heard it here first, folks. Nothing is surprising anymore. Maybe we should just end with that. This was supposed to be a mini episode. Like, what are the takeaways from Super Tuesday are as follows. It's fucking happening.
That it was super.
These fucking guys are going to run for president again.
Day.
It fucking sucks.
No, super snooze day.
Oh, how about this? Stupor snooze day. Then you get stupor and snooze.
Right.
Stupor snooze day is over.
And nothing of, you know, Haley dropping out is somewhat big news.
I guess everything else kind of went as expected. Heaven help us. That's what I say.
The uncommitted stuff continues. It could be a problem for Biden. Polling is still not great for Biden. Biden's team continues to say that the polling is wrong when it's probably not. But at this point, it's probably not predictive. But yeah, we just there is a lot of unknown still at this point.
Ooh, you heard it here first. I like it. All right, let's stop talking about this then. Let's end the episode.
Okay.
This was just going to be a quick little mini update episode.
All right.
John, why don't you hit him with the credits?
Hey, you know, Election Profit Makers, it's an independent production. We welcome your support on Patreon.
That we surely do.
Patreon.com/Election Profit Makers. And if you sign up for Patreon, you'll receive some wonderful EPM stickers in the mail, and you'll also get an invite code to our private Discord. Send your election prediction questions, skyline requests, and bird recordings to contact@electionprofitmakers.com. And if you want to advertise with us, email contact@electionprofitmakers.com.
We'll be back next week at our usual time with a regular episode with listener questions and UNC sports updates and all that stuff. We just
wanted to UNC plays Duke this weekend.
Who knows?
The 50th meeting of all time when the
two
are in the top 10.
Oh, boy. Are you going to watch that game?
And yes. Yeah. I'm going to go over to Mike's and watch it.
That sounds fun.
It is the first time that if Duke wins, then UNC and Duke will share the ACC regular season title for the first time since 2001. So,
okay.
We'll see what happens. Hopefully UNC wins and then they win it outright.
Okay.
Not making any predictions.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.